And we're here on the K&M Podcast. Ken Brown from WJR Radio, Mike O'Hara, Lions aficionado, and Nick Roddy from WJR Radio talking about the Lions. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello, guys. Hello, Nick. Hello, Ken. How you doing?
It's been a while. We didn't do a podcast yesterday because I wanted to let everything settle from the Thanksgiving Day weekend and the Thanksgiving Day game, which to me was a weird feeling for me. I don't know how you guys are. I'm going to ask you about it now. They won, but to me, they feel like they lost. I don't know. We haven't seen a Thanksgiving win in 7 years, so I'll take it. The turkey was a little better, but I did not have a good feeling coming out of that game, gentlemen.
No, I didn't either. I didn't feel like they lost or anything like that because, you know, look, I know the score. I'm looking right up there at it. But I think that it could have been better and they weren't.
Yeah, I mean, I think coming out of Thanksgiving, the story was all about Coach Matt Eberflus and the Bears, and the Lions were kind of secondary in the results. So, I mean, obviously he was fired, and that was the main storyline coming out of the game. And I don't think it felt like a loss, but it definitely felt like more of a Bears game than a Lions game, if that makes any sense.
And the crazy part about it is, if you take me to 2 minutes left in the first half, I was feeling real good. 16-0. They got the ball because inexplicably, didn't Chicago like go for a fourth on the 39 or something? Basically, they were saying, we got to get this first down and this game's over already. So they went for it, didn't get it. Lions get an opportunity to put 23 on the board. And once that pass to Gibbs, that screen pass, and he got blasted and fumbled the ball, the whole game changed. And that's when it just changed, man. Then they come out at the beginning of the second half. They score immediately. Lions do come back and score, though. That was important, and Campbell talked about it in the post game. But from that point, it just changed the game.
No, I agree with you. I thought that fumble there, when they're driving for another score. There's no doubt about it, and it's over. The whole thing is over. But it wasn't, and it really opened the door slightly, just a little crack in the door for the Bears to go walk through it, and they walked through it and kept right on going.
Well, and Roddy, I don't know about how you feel about it, but you know how when you go to a store, you buy something, they give you a little too much change, and you like walk out the store, you're like, I really shouldn't be doing this, but again, I'm doing it. You just feel better. That's the way I feel after that game. You know, we got free stuff, and we'll take it.
I have no idea that you've done this before.
Well, you know, I didn't come out.
Maybe just a couple pennies.
Yeah, just a few pennies. Go ahead,
Ryan. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, for it to feel like a loss, they didn't lose, though. I mean, this Bears team has been playing teams tight. They barely lost the Packers on a last-second blocked field goal. They went to overtime against the Vikings, in which they probably should have won the game. Okay, so we had a 16-point lead at halftime. It could have been more, and they ended up winning. Good. Let's move on.
All right. I agree with you. I'm just giving you the feeling at the time. I went to Thanksgiving dinner that night, and I was not mad, but I wasn't joyous. And, you know, like I said, it's better than the last six before that because I was I remember last year at that Green Bay game, I was upset the whole afternoon. So, good for them. 11-1. Truthfully, even Mike, who's covered the team forever, could you imagine an 11-1 season?
No, not really. I mean, I thought the Lions would be good this year again, but I picked them to win 11 games. I thought they'd go 11-6. Yeah. That's what I thought they would do. I just
don't say that, Roddy.
Yeah, I'm still right. That's right.
Yeah.
I never thought of that. Thank you. I got something to work with.
Okay. We're going to start doing these podcasts from this point on with the understanding that it's all about, are we playing the NFC Championship game in Philly or Detroit? Can we all agree with that now? Or do you think Minnesota still has a chance? I'm like, everything from this point on is about where Philly's going to play Detroit. Because it looks to me that's two trains that are heading for an arrival at each other soon.
I don't really disagree with that, but I do think that the Vikings have a shot at it. I mean, what are they, 9-2?
10-2 now.
10-2, I'm sorry. Yeah, I forgot he had the other win. I mean, They're a factor. They're winning.
Yeah, but they're winning by the worst way. They want the coach of Arizona should be on the Vikings 54th guy or 55th guy because they just gave away that game. And they've been winning these real close and ugly games, and I just think that's going to catch up with you eventually. It won't get them out of the playoffs. I think Green Bay, Minnesota. Matter of fact, the NFC, I think it's only one playoff spot left. You know, besides the division, whoever wins the division. I'm just saying – the wild cards are pretty much set, don't you agree? It's going to be Green Bay and Minnesota. Green Bay and Minnesota got two of them.
Two teams from the north,
right.
And then probably the Commanders will take the other.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I think it's pretty much set, unless something catastrophic happens in the next couple of
weeks. Both other divisions are up for grabs, though. The South and the West are both up for grabs.
Yeah, but I'm saying the winner of the division is going to go. But I'm just talking about the teams, like the wild card teams to me seem like they're pretty much set.
Yeah, but things can change in a hurry. They really can. We've seen it happen before. We saw it happen to the Eagles last year when they lost their last 15 or last 5 or 6 or whatever it was. And a really good team with good roster. So
bad coaching, though.
I mean, Washington did just lose 3 in a row. I know they beat the Titans, but they played decent teams and they lost all of them. So
you might be right.
I agree for the most part. Yeah, I think the wild cards are pretty much set.
Well, the one thing I'm worried about the Lions, and Mike, you can respond to this better than me and Nick. Look, everything that happened before 1990, Mike, we coming to you, okay? That's just the way it is.
What about 1977?
Well, we'll let you go back as far as you want, but I'm just referring to you on some things. And the only thing that can derail this team is injuries, and they've been overcoming them up to this point, but there comes a point where you just can't go out and get more guys, and you got to do it. You got to deal with the injury bug. And so far, I don't think they've really escaped it because I don't think they're playing as well since these injuries started. They were still winning, and that shows you how good the team was going out of camp. But they'd be much better if they didn't have all these injuries, which goes to say. But there's a point, Mike, where you just can't pull out a rabbit out of the hat anymore.
No, but I think they're strong enough on offense. They can explode at any time offensively. I still think that can carry them through. But is it going to carry them through a 5-0 record in the last 5 games or whatever? You know, probably not. You know, we might have to live with the fact that they lose a couple of games a lot of fans will look at it and say, well, they're just not the team. Well, they're not the same team right now because they don't have the same players.
Dick?
I mean, yeah, I don't think they're playing as well, but I think the job that these coaches are doing is incredible. I mean, you look at their 53-man roster going into the start of the season, and you could pretty much cross an entire position group out with a defensive line, linebackers. There's one guy left from the defensive line. There's one linebacker left. So, yeah, they're not playing as well, but they are winning, and it's not a huge drop-off. I mean, now you've probably got your 8th, 9th, and 10th linebacker on the roster right now. Like, what other teams can say that?
We had Alex Anzalone on Monday, and I asked him about that, and I said, if you go in the Lions linebacker room from the beginning of the season now, you probably the only guy that still got a seat that was there at the beginning. I said, you're probably a whole new room of guys. And he started laughing. He said, we're trying to get back as soon as we can. I'm trying to get back as soon as I can. So they're working with that. But they did go out and sign 4 players for this week. And I just listened to Dan Campbell. This is recorded after Dan Campbell's presser today. And he said that they'll probably use all 4 this week. So for those who think they're just grabbing guys and, you know, take a couple of weeks with them, which they could do, but they're not. They're going to put them right in there. So Miles Adams just came over from Seattle. Jonah Williams, I remember him from the Rams. He came. I think he played in that playoff game last year, if I'm not mistaken. But he came up from the Rams. Then they went to the hot tub time machine and brought back some guys, Quan Alexander and Jamal Adams, you know, some throwbacks. Now they're not wearing the throwback jersey. They wouldn't got throwback players to come out. And they're going to play these guys Thursday.
Well, we'll see how much they play. I mean, I would love to see what Jamal Adams has left. I really do.
Can we call Shannon Sharp and Sterling Sharp, too? I mean, what are we doing here, man?
What we're doing is we're getting anything. We're getting the leftovers, okay?
Well,
that's why it's right after Thanksgiving.
I'm going to give Aaron Green credit for this one thing, because when Jamal Adams talked yesterday, I don't know if you guys heard it or not, he said that Aaron Glenn called him. So Aaron Glenn was the one that, you know, thought this idea out. I don't know. I'm sure he had help with the personnel department, but he had a relationship with Jamal because Jamal, I mean, he ran Jamal's pro day back in, you know, when he was drafted, and he had a real relationship with. But he said, Aaron called me, and he said, if Aaron called and wants me, I'm coming. And that says a lot, man. That really says a lot.
Well, they're certainly going deep in their relationship to say they have a relationship, but going back to his draft day.
Well, that's true, too.
I mean, they had a combine back then or a workout.
He's only a 9 year. He's not – Jamal's not old, but he's you know. But it's good that you can realize and get a guy. And I remember – and, Mike, you remember this, too, the late Gunther Cunningham. We were talking to him one day. It was me and you talking to him. And he was talking about the Raiders, and he said Al Davis. And I forgot the player's name. Mike, you might remember it. He said – it was a big fellow, it was a nose tackle, and he said, Al Davis told him, can the guy give me 8 plays in the game? He only needed 8 plays from, I think it was Ted Washington or somebody. It was one of those big guys. Defensive tackle, I remember. I can't remember who it was. It had to be Ted Washington. And he said, can he give us 8 plays on Sunday? That's all I need out of him is 8 plays. And I think that's the philosophy that Glenn is taking with some of these guys. Can you give me 8 snaps? Can you give me 10 snaps? That's all I need out of you. And I'm going to put you in a position to make plays. And if that's what the case is, I'm fine with it.
Well, I asked for 10, but only settle for 8. We want 8.
Yeah. I mean, but you know what, Mike? And you've seen it, and Nick, you've seen it too. Yeah. 2 plays could determine a game. If you get the right 2 plays. And I'm interested to see Jamal Adams play because he's not going to be playing. If you think he's going to take Brian Branch's place out there, he's playing linebacker, and he's going to be like that fifth safety, like Mfanu, if he played last year, where close to the line of scrimmage blitz and, you know, just be like that. And he's going to – whatever plays he plays, that's what he's going to be doing. So I'm interested to see. Go ahead, fellas.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm thinking it over.
Go ahead, Nick.
Go ahead.
No, if all they need is 8 plays, I think he can provide 8 plays. I mean, yeah, Brian Branch and Kirby Joseph aren't coming off the field in favor of Jamal Adams, but I mean, yeah, it's they're bringing in talent now. If the talent is all washed up, we'll see. But yeah, there's definitely some talent between him and Quan Alexander.
Well, right now you just need bodies, so that's what we're working with. So,
well, but look at the defensive lineman that they've got in the trade with Boston. He's already paid dividends to him for him. He's already made an impact.
You mean Za'Darius Smith?
Yeah,
no doubt. But he was an active player. I mean, he was actually starting for the team they got him from. A little different.
32-year-old starting player.
True, but he was starting player.
I know. That's not a perfect.
I understand, but he did have 5 sacks where he got it. So it wasn't like they put him off the scrap heap. But they gave him a role. He's doing his role, and that's what's happening now. This is the part of the season. December, I would talk to Anzalone about this also Monday, when guys' ears pick up, you know, you can smell the playoffs coming. They know they're in the playoffs. Absolutely. So I don't care if they have the check or not, but they're just, now it's the time to play. I think this Green Bay game is more important than next week. If you're going to lose one of these two, lose the one next week. I think you got to go all out. It doesn't look like Decker's playing, according to what Campbell said today. So that's the way it's going to go. Carlton Davis probably is going to play, he said, unless something bad happens today. He looked good yesterday. So it looks like Carlton Davis is going to play, which is more important to me than Decker because Green Bay is going to throw the ball, and they're going to throw it far, and they're going to throw it deep, and you want your corners there. That was the only injury I was concerned about was Carlton Davis. Now you got Davis back, I feel much better about this game. It's a home game anyway, and I think the Lions are going to do some work this Thursday.
Well, I hope so. But look what happened, you know, in the home game last year, and it was probably the worst game they played all year.
Yeah, but
you never know.
No, you never know. But I think that last year was a little different because they were riding a little too high last year. I thought coming into Thanksgiving, we just gonna roll over this team. We blah blah blah. I think this game means as much to them as it does to Green Bay because if you beat Green Bay Thursday, you essentially have them out of the division. They can't win the division because it'll be four games left, and you got a three-game lead plus the you got the tiebreaker.
Right. No, you're right. That's just make or break for them.
Yeah. They have to have it. You want to have it, but Roddy, I think that this all sets up a national game. I guess they call them national when they're on Thursday, even though it's
an Amazon Prime.
Yeah, Amazon game, but it's still a national game. I think they set up pretty good for this. I think they match up real good with Green Bay, according to what I saw the first game.
Yeah, and they're still going to run the ball, though. I mean, Josh Jacobs is third in the league in rushing, so this isn't just some pass-happy team that's going to sit back there and throw the ball 50 times, so still got to stop the run. Now they've been doing that pretty much the entire season, so we'll see if that carries over to this game. But, yeah, definitely you need Carlton Davis. What did you think of what they said about Dan Skipper playing left versus moving Sewell over to left? We've kind of had that debate a couple times on the podcast.
I've tired of arguing with you guys about it. I said what I had to say. I thought Sewell should move to the left side when Decker doesn't play. You guys,
but his argument was basically if Decker's iffy or like questionable going into game day, you're going to have Sewell practice on the right side all week. But if we know Decker's going to be out, then he'd move Sewell over and have.
Yeah, but he didn't
like
do that last week, though, because he knew Decker wasn't playing last week, and he still didn't move.
Maybe he didn't.
And this week, he knows now, according to what he said, that this Decker's probably not playing. So if you're not.
It's a short week. You only got one practice. So
when? Last week, you mean?
This week.
No, they practiced 3 days this week. Well, they've had.
Not really.
But nobody's practicing.
They practice Wednesday.
Yeah, but nobody's practicing this time. They practice Sunday. They had a walkthrough Sunday, walkthrough Monday, and they have a practice today, Tuesday.
Okay.
Tomorrow's a walkthrough. But that's all exactly. You're going to do. I don't know why it's so difficult, Mike, to just move Sewell over.
It's not difficult at all. They're playing them where they want to play them. There's nothing hard about it at all.
Why are you so aggressive toward me, man?
Gosh, you've been talking about it forever.
Why are you so aggressive toward me, man? Yes. Why are you acting like I did it? I'm just stating the case.
Kenny, I would hate to play checkers with you.
Look, so, man.
This is what he's been playing right tackle for, 4 years now?
He's played left tackle at times before when Decker was out. It hasn't happened. No, I'm talking about he's played games at left tackle when Decker was out before. So it's not like it hadn't been done.
Okay.
I mean, when Decker was out for an extended period of time.
Right.
It wasn't, he's questionable this week. He's got.
Let me ask you a question.
Wrong.
Let me ask you, too. Mr. Know-it-all is a question.
Dan
Campbell's, Penny Sewell's first game in the pros. What position did he play?
I think he played left tackle because Decker was out.
There you go. Fine. Thank you. Ding, 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 ding.
And we knew Decker was out because he had surgery.
I'm just saying. His first game in the pros.
He was out for half the year.
I'm just saying his first game in the pros was at left tackle. So you can move him over there. All right.
That was the first game of the pros for a team that went 3-13.
3-13. All right, fine. All right, anyway, we'll get back to it. Are you guys worried about Green Bay or Buffalo? Which game worries you guys the most? And well, let's just I'll take that back. We don't even talk about Buffalo right now. We'll talk about Green Bay.
Right.
Does Green Bay worry you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I was worried about the Bears. Honestly, I really was. I just had that feeling that they had, they had some power in them, and then I think they showed it. But if you're asking me about. Am I worried about them now? Yeah, absolutely. That's a good young football team. They're built a lot like the Lions.
Okay. Well, we're not going to do a game pick tomorrow or Thursday because, it's too close together. So we're going to do our pick today. So at the end of this segment, you guys get a pick ready. I'm springing this on you now. And the line has gone down according to what I looked at today. Right? Is it the same line you saw? That is down to 3.5 now?
Oh, I've seen 3.5 all week.
I saw 5 the day of Sunday.
No, that went down almost immediately.
Okay,
yeah,
it was 3.5. To me, this is me talking, and I talk crazy. I think last year's Green Bay team was better than this team. I just do. They're still good. I'm not arguing that, but I just thought Gary played better last year. Clark played better last year. That loudmouth that plays cornerback was better last year. And I just thought they were a better team last year, even though the running back is better this year than Aaron Jones. I will admit that. But Aaron Jones has always been a Lion killer. I'm happy he's not in Green Bay anymore. He's always hurt us.
Yeah.
So
I mean, they were bad to start the year. I mean, we remember that Thursday night game in September they played last year. That game was over before it started. This team started 3-6 last year, and then went on to win 6 of its last 8.
Right.
So, I mean, I feel like overall, what you're saying, it's not as good as last year. I think we forget how bad they were to start the year.
No, they were bad, but at the end of the season last year, they were hot. They were hot. They win the playoffs and killed San Francisco. I mean, they're not San Francisco. They killed Philly,
they're
right?
9-3. Their 3 losses are to the Lions, a 2-point loss to the Vikings, and a close loss in Brazil to the Eagles in Week 1. So, and 2 of those games were with Malik Willis.
Yeah, that's true, too.
They don't maybe look as good as they did at the end of last year, but they're playing just as good.
Yeah. All right, so that's the game. We got replacements. We're going to see all types of people out there on Thursday night. Lions 11-1. My last question before we go to the predictions. What do you think the number of wins they need to win the division and to secure best record? Those could be two different answers or the same.
It's a great, great question. I'll say 14.
You think 14 will do what? Division? I didn't mean to choke you up there, Mike, and get you all excited. Jeez, that's just a question, man. You're not going to get electrocuted if you don't answer it. You say 14.
To get the bye, 14.
14 to get the bye. Roddy?
Yeah.
At least. I mean, I can only see the Eagles maybe losing one more game. So, I don't know what the tiebreaker is. Is it a conference record?
Yeah, conference, and then a common opponent is probably after conference, and then after that is...
So, if the Lions' only other loss is to Buffalo, it's good. But, yeah, I think you're going to need at least 14 to win, to get the one seed.
I'm going one above y'all. I think they need 15 to get the one seed, and I think 14 will do the – if you beat this Green Bay team, maybe even 13 will give you the division, because I don't think Minnesota's going to hold out. And like I said, Green Bay's got to play Minnesota again, and Minnesota's got to play Chicago again too, which they barely beat them last time. So I think Minnesota's going to pull out. They're going to lose – I think Minnesota's going to lose 2 or 3 games in these last 5. This is what I think. And that's counting the last game of the year when I think Detroit's going to put it on them again, because neither team's going to be playing for anything. But I just think that's going to happen there. So 13 for the division, and I think 15. You're going to need 15. You got one more loss. You can 15-2 is going to be the best record. That's the way I see it.
You don't think 14 is going to do it for the bye?
No, I think it's 15. Cause like
I think you could get 4. I mean, I think you might have a tie at 14 and maybe get it. But
I don't even know what the tiebreakers are, so I'm just saying 15 to be safe. I don't think Philly's going to lose but one more game, and that's Pittsburgh. Well, then, I think they're going to lose to Pittsburgh.
Then but that gets them to 14, yeah.
But I thought they were going to lose Sunday night. And they didn't. So, you know, I didn't know that. I should have known Lamar Jackson was going to pull up Lamar Jackson. But I thought better, and now I know different. So, but then again, there's always an upset in these last 5 games to every team. So, just games you think that they're not going to win. Like Minnesota and Atlanta this week. Minnesota's going to blow them out, you know. But those are the type of games, you know, teams end up losing, just like that Cardinals game last week. That was a game that the Cardinals should have won, could have won. And would have won 8 out of 10.
Look at the Raiders and the Chiefs.
Yeah, exactly. So there's always upsets going on in there. So we'll see. All right, gentlemen. Any last words before we give our predictions? Roddy?
No.
Mike O'Hare?
I've said all I have to say.
I'm going to say one last part, too, that I always say beforehand, that the less Dan Skipper, the better you are in the game. So if you got a plan...
That's not nice. That's
just
not
another
nice.
Thing I want to
do. We didn't mention Colby Sorsdale at all today.
No, because he's inactive, man. I'm a Manu guy, and he'll be playing soon. Hey, this one thing I want to know. How come LaPorta didn't get the turkey leg, man? You know? He had 2 touchdowns in the game.
Well, the quarterback. Yeah,
they had about 30 guys out there. You could have had LaPorta out there with him. They must not have been able to find him or something, because he definitely should have been at the turkey leg ceremony. And that was the first turkey leg ceremony I've seen in a while. I don't even remember Stafford ever having one, do you?
No, I don't. I remember Joey Harrington having one.
Yeah, I remember Joey had one. And I remember
playing for Miami.
Stafford winning many Thanksgiving games?
Yeah, the Thanksgiving game. And I remember during the years with Barry, I remember all that group having. I remember Johnny Morton and all those doing. But I never remember Stafford with one. So, I don't know. Too bad. All right, gentlemen, this is it. Prediction. Nick Roddy. Game. Green Bay. Detroit.
Ooh, all right. Let's do Detroit 31, Packers 21.
Ooh, very nice.
Man.
Michael here.
Detroit Lions 34, Green Bay Packers 17.
Mm-hmm. I'm going 38-21.
Wow, which
and,
is which?
And I'm going to add on, they'll be wearing the black jerseys Thursday night. Any prediction on those?
Are we betting on
the, I'm just asking a prediction on them. Okay. Matter of fact, I'll give you 2 weeks of prediction. The throwbacks will be the Buffalo game, and the blacks will be this week. Now, that could flip, but I think that's the way it's going.
That sounds like you're hedging your bet over there.
Well, I'm just saying the next 2 weeks, there'll be specialty jerseys worn the next 2 weeks.
You know that for sure?
No, I don't know for sure. This is my prediction. That's why it's called prediction.
You know what? Doggone it, you're right. It's a prediction. There I go again.
There you go. All right, I see you guys are going to add in there, so I'll just leave it. The jersey wearing to my own. Nobody wants to give their old prediction. Fine. All right, gentlemen. Thank you guys for this week. That's Nick Roddy from WJR. Listen to him, and he's the producer of The Morning Show, and check him out. Michael O'Hare, Lions aficionado. He's all around every time they talk Lions on any station. You might hear Michael O'Hare and Ken Brown from WJR, who we do Alexander Alone on the Image Album Show on Mondays at 4:30 p.m. Gentlemen, see you next week.